The 3.5 mile stretch of Vermont Route 108 that winds over a shoulder of Mount Mansfield makes for a picturesque drive characterized by dense forests and dramatic rock outcroppings. However, for years, the notch has been infamous for a less sightly vista. Trucks and other big vehicles getting stuck on the narrow and curvy roadway and crews spending hours removing them. Vermont's Department of Transportation has tried a myriad of strategies to prevent these stuckages over the years, from installing warning signs in English and in French, to using pictographs, to leveling hefty fines on truck drivers who ignore those warnings. The number of incidents has generally decreased over that time, but VTrans tried something new this year that has resulted in only one stuckage all season. That's the lowest number on record. Workers installed barriers called chicanes on both sides of the notch to head truckers off before passing the point of no return. And today, Todd Sears, Deputy Director of the Project Development Bureau at VTrans, joins us to share more. Welcome, Todd.
Thanks very much.
Tell us what these chicanes are and what trucks encounter before they even reach the notch.
Well, the trucks encounter an awful lot because as they're coming up the interstate, prior to even getting off on the exit to get to Route 108, we tell them, you know, that tractor trailers are not allowed on the notch, that don't trust your GPS, etc. So it's well signed as they're making their way through. But as they get up on 108, what they'd see is signage that tells them that there is a chicane ahead of them. But the way that the chicanes are designed, they are such that if a tractor trailer does make it up that far and it encounters the chicane, it would not be able to make it through. And so it would be able to back up and then turn around using one of the turnaround areas at the various ski resorts. So Stowe and Smuggler's Notch. And then they'd head back down the mountain.
And it seems kind of obvious to folks who've driven the notch road that a truck just would not make it through. But how did so many truckers find themselves even attempting that? Like, was it a miscommunication issue?
I don't think it was a miscommunication issue. We in past years have communicated very, very clearly that trucks weren't going to make it. I mean, and our signage was very clear saying that you will get stuck. Do not attempt to drive through the notch and don't trust your GPS. But they would try anyway. I mean, it's a mystery. And I think that's part of sort of the appeal of the story, is because those of us that frequent this area and drive it, we do understand at a very visceral level that a tractor trailer isn't going to make it through there. And so the fact that in past years, some have it's kind of an eternal mystery.
Only one stuckage this year. Remind us how much of a reduction that is from previous years.
Prior to this year, so the past three seasons, we had five each. Prior to that, in 2020, that was that was an 11 stuckage year. I think we had 12 in 2014. I think we had 12 in 2017. So the numbers were quite high previously. And then starting in 21, it came down.
We've been referring to chicanes. Break that down for us. What exactly do they look like? How do they work?
A chicane is essentially a curved throughway, which emulates the topography of the curves up at the top of the notch. We just bring that further down and expose the vehicle to that very challenging topography using cones and delineators and rubber curbing so that they hit it lower on the mountain rather than up in the notch where they get stuck. So if they hit it lower on the mountain, they can stop, realize, oh, I'm not going to make it through here, back up, turn around, and head back down the mountain.
And who gets the prize for coming up with this particular method to try?
In the summer, early summer, I think it was, of 21, we sort of convened the various stakeholders. So the resort owners, law enforcement up in the area, elected officials, the Lamoille Regional Planning Commission, AOT folks. We had a couple of state elected officials sort of convened to discuss what we could do going forward. Day one was essentially spending a few hours discussing ideas that we've pondered. Then day two, we convened at Barnes Camp up there on the Stowe side of the notch. And then we all drove it. We drove the notch just to sort of get that on the ground familiarization together with it. Then we came back and we sort of debriefed it, thinking that there was probably no one easy solution to this, but there might be little positive marginal gains made with a lot of different smaller things. There were things like, let's take a harder look at vegetation to make sure that people can see all the signs. Let's look at emplacing our digital signs, those mobile signs that you see on the interstates, in different areas to give people more warning. Let's look at the clarity and the paint on our signs. Let's look at a whole host of things. And one of the things we came up with was conducting a scoping study to kind of take a look at, all right, what actual engineering solutions could we come up with? What could we build? What could we think about building that would attenuate this problem? And that's really sort of the genesis of the chicanes. We brought in design engineers and we just kind of batted around ideas, soliciting the public for input. And this is the one that floated to the top, this chicane idea. And the reason we liked it was because we could experiment with it.
How did this year's One Stuckage actually happen? And did having the chicanes improve the extraction process?
Having the chicanes didn't really improve the extraction process. I mean, the upside was it was not a tractor trailer. It was a bus. It was a local bus that got stuck up there. We don't know exactly how it got up there. There's no chicane course on the downward side, so it could have gone up the downward side.
The chicanes are meant to be temporary right now. I'm going to collect some more years of data. And then what are next steps? Maybe permanent chicanes down the line?
That's going to be a question that needs to be asked, I think, in future years, too, is once we do have the data, and it's going to be at least one more season that we'll collect on. And then from there, there is a process that we need to go through for all of our infrastructure projects that we do. There's a funding and financial component to it as well. But I can say that it will play out much better having good data behind it. And that's sort of the purpose of what we've done here this year and intend to do next year.
Do you still wake up at night in a cold sweat thinking that there's going to be a tractor trailer to extract from the notch? Or
No, it's not really a cold sweat. It's more, I was very, very disappointed in September when that bus got stuck up there. I consider the season a win for us, you know, for everybody, not just AOT, but all of us that participated in this. I consider it to be a win of a season, but it sure would have been nice to have a big fat zero. No cold sweats, but I know every time that there is a stuckage, I'm going to be asked to talk to people.
Well, there's always next year for the big zero, right? We can all look forward to that. Oh, well, thanks, Todd Sears, Deputy Director of the Project Development Bureau at the State Agency of Transportation. Love learning more about this and really appreciate your time.
Fantastic. It's been my absolute pleasure. It's been fun. Thanks.